Ray, good afternoon. Thanks for doing this. And congratulations, new GM of the New Jersey Devils.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.
A pleasure having you on board. This caught everybody by surprise. We thought maybe they're not, really didn't have an idea of what Lou was going to announce yesterday. But how long had this been a discussion, an issue with you? And essentially, how long were the was the talk between you and Lou Lamoriello?
I think Lou said on the initial conference call yesterday that it doesn't happen overnight, which was probably the case, and probably the best way to reference it. But I go back when, I guess Lou has known me a bit since way back in 1980 when I played at St. Lawrence and played against his teams at Providence. But, it's one of those things. It was a really good process, though, just because of the chance to spend time with Lou and, of course, Josh Harris and David Blitzer, the owners of the Devils, and find out the plan, what they thought, and in terms of them getting to know me and making sure they were comfortable and I was comfortable, and certainly the attraction with Lou staying on as president and, you know, in my career, which, you know, I've been very fortunate to, for 8 years working with David Poile as his assistant in Nashville, and now the opportunity to work with Lou Lamoriello. I mean, it's, you know, a great opportunity for me, really looking forward to it, and, so I'm excited to get started.
So I said before you come on that I used to be really pissed off that you get the Pittsburgh job with Sidney and Malkin and Letang and all the, you know, everybody you got there. What a joke. I get an expansion job and you get that job. I was pissed off for years over that.
But you had lots of fun. You had lots of fun.
Now I'm not so pissed off. This is a tougher challenge.
Doug, I mean, you did this job and you worked in a number of different markets, from coach to GM, president, and in Columbus with an expansion team, and there's 30 teams now, and every team's got their challenges. There's no doubt about it. If you win a Stanley Cup, whoever wins this year will have challenges this summer. We know that. So anyway, I believe it's a great opportunity, and for myself and my family, and I guess expansion's coming, but presently there's 30 teams. And what I said to the people this year, there's really, 30 teams, but really only 29 possibilities. I didn't think Pittsburgh was hiring me back anytime soon. So, when Jersey came, this is, really good news for me. And again, a lot of good things in place, certainly some challenges and work to do, but I mean, all these jobs have challenges, but it's very excited to be back in the league.
Ray, we ran into each other a couple of months ago at a college hockey game in the Boston area and had a nice chat, and you're in a great space, great frame of mind. You're very relaxed. I don't know if you were, it almost seemed like you weren't rushing to get back into the management side of things because of the great spot you were in. Till the phone rings, right? I'm going to say, but what ended up being the most intriguing or the most enticing things about the New Jersey Devils that really got you, ready to get back into it?
Well, I think the combination of things, being the meetings with Lou and, of course, with Josh Harris and David Blitzer, and knowing what their vision was, knowing their faith and support in me, the recommendation from Lou, obviously, and then, ownership buying into that vision and the support of what he, thought was the best direction for the franchise, and, realizing that it's me, it was pretty humbling, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm kind of like everybody else. That caught a lot of people by surprise yesterday afternoon. When he offered me the job, it was, for me, I always thought Lou would be with the Devils forever. And when you look around, for any potential jobs, GM jobs, you never hope anybody gets fired. Maybe it's an expansion team, or maybe you're going to end up scouting next year or something. I never, ever thought of New Jersey. But having gone through this and knowing Lou and just the setup there and the support and direction that, Josh and David have owned the Devils for less than 2 years. They also own the Philadelphia 76ers, and, they got a passion for the Devils and winning, and they got a, really solid commitment. So it all added up to me. And, again, the positive that Lou's staying on is certainly another benefit for me as well when I considered this.
Ray, I get a chuckle out of here. People say, Lou's there and Lou's this and Lou's the boss and Lou's this. And I'm thinking, seriously, are you kidding me? Like for Ray Shiro to get an opportunity to work with one of the best GMs in the modern era, like Lou or not, this guy did a hell of a job. And I know any time I dealt with Lou Lamoriello, it was upfront, no BS, totally professional. And for you to get an opportunity to work alongside a guy like Lou, to me, that's a real plus.
You're exactly right, Doug. And you were in that seat and you've dealt with Lou or you know him. And it really is. And I said to someone this morning that you know, I was an assistant GM for 14 years, and even as a younger manager working my way through Pittsburgh, you know, if you had the opportunity as an assistant manager, your one goal would be if you could ever spend an hour at lunch with Lou Lamoriello to pick his brain, and everybody would like to try to do that. And I had the opportunity to do that once a few years ago, but, you know, that is a real benefit for me. And, you know, I think, you know, anytime that you can, you know, learn from that. And the important thing too is that Lou, as, you know, staying on as president, he knows what this job is like. And it's not like he's just getting dropped in to be a president of the Devils and oversee hockey or do this or that. He understands the support the GM needs. He understands the job, and obviously has done it very successfully for 28 years, but understands the challenges, and that's a real benefit. And so I look forward to working with him and Josh Harris and David Blitzer, the four of us, and, you know, with the vision for the Devils moving forward. And I think it's real positive, as you say.
Devils general manager Ray Shiro joins us. I know it's only been a day on the job. How well do you know this organization from a player point of view, from Patrick Elias to John Quenneville, last year's first rounder? How much do you know about this squad?
Well, I think, like with anybody, and I find this, and, you know, having worked in Ottawa and then going to Nashville as assistant GM, then to Pittsburgh, I think it's always really good to have an open mind on things. And, you know, I, like anybody from the outside looking in, of course, I know those players. I know who John Quenneville is, and Brandon's still playing and having a really good playoff again for his club. And, but again, you know, I know most of their prospects. Do I know, you know, and I really don't want to know too much about these guys, because I really believe with change in this case, whether it's going to be with players or prospects or staff members or whatever, that comes opportunity. And, you know, I don't want too many preconceived notions on anything. And I think, you know, from the Devil standpoint, they certainly, you know a lot of the players and who they are and, you know, and their prospects and things like that. But, you know, in terms of from the outside looking in, I think it's best for me to have an open mind going in and on everybody, but, you know, making my own decision on things. But we'll have lots of input from other people, which will be great as well.
Ray, what type of coach, what type of style are you going to be looking to hire to bring into the Devils?
You know, real good question. I think it's a real, real important hire. And, you know, we have, you know, I've already spoken to Scott Stevens and Adam Oates and plan to get together with them before I take off Friday afternoon for Europe, and just, you know, not formal interviews, but just finding out where they are, their experiences, what their goals are going to be here in terms of what the Devils are coaching. And, but I think, as I said yesterday, again, it's from the outside looking in, and let's be honest, the Devils are known, have been known for a long time as, you know, a very good defensive team. And that, you know, that hasn't changed. And there's no doubt that this is a team that needs to create more offense to have more, you know, more of a chance of success. And, you know, whether that's through coaching philosophy, the style of play, certainly the onus on the general manager in terms of personnel, whether it's immediate over time, it's a combination of things, because, you know, it's the Martin Brodeur era is over in terms of goaltending. Now you got Corey Schneider and Keith Kincaid, and both did great jobs this year in New Jersey before this past season was one of the best team. And in some cases, I think the previous 4 years is the best team in the NHL in terms of limiting chances against, shots against. I mean, in this age, it's called, you know, shot suppression. That's fantastic. And they are right up there with Stanley Cup champions. But in terms of the creating the offense, in terms of shots on goal, in terms of other things offensively, you know, it's not much room for error. And so we've got to, you know, certainly a combination of maybe coaching philosophy and how the team might play without abandoning that, you know, that defensive philosophy and belief, because as you see, you do need that to win, along with a lot of randomness and luck and all those things. So, again, a combination of both, and get ourselves back in the conversation for being a playoff team and hopefully beyond that in the future years.
I'd call Pittsburgh and tell them that maybe they should consider moving Malkin if they want to mix things up. Got to create some offense. What?
Oh, Jesus. Don't get me started.
Yeah, well,
it was, you know, Doc, I mean, they were my years, 8 years there. Those, you know, Crosby, Malkin, those guys were fantastic guys and, you know, players and, you know, they're fantastic. But he's
enjoy Europe.
Along with Sydney, so I'll leave him alone.
Hey, well,
enjoy Europe.
We'll pull you out of the fire. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks,
yeah, have
Ray.
Fun.
Good luck and congrats, bud.
Yes, congratulations.
Appreciate it, guys.